Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it's that wonderful time again when you have fun with Ask Uncle Billy. Yes, Ask Uncle Billy needs to shed some light on a lot of different things. And tonight, it's speaking on money. And as you all well know, insurance is one of the largest, hopefully you get some affordable, packages that you can buy today because of the differences in the rates of the companies and Obamacare and a lot of different other things. Now you get a lot of good packages, but sometimes you are at the bewilderment of just a regular insurance salesman who's after nothing but the money. Okay, so think about it. Speaking on money tonight, and most of the thing that's going to come out of this is hopefully gaining the attention of some insurance providers along with some great assistance on getting insurance packages for families and everything else. The Ask Uncle Billy Show is going to express some friendly insurance agencies, hopefully, in the very near future that will bring about some identifiable assistance to a lot of families, because a lot of the times reputable insurance companies will take care of their clients. So, to say the least, what we're seeking is affordable insurance, basically all of it. Automobile insurance, health insurance. Health insurance can end up costing you a very small amount for a very large situation. And I really want to talk on health insurance because I'm in one of those predicaments where a transplant is needed. Believe me, if you've been paying a small amount for health insurance and you wind up on the list for transplant, you're in good shape. Yeah, thank God. But anything else is just not adequate because you end up paying an arm and a leg for insurance that you'll never be able to use because you're in the wrong insurance. You try to create an insurance package because of illnesses that's in the family already, which might be cancer insurance or something like that. See, you never know. So you have to find an insurance company that's going to be willing to work with you through your doctor visits and everything else and do what every insurance company should be doing. Solidifying you enough money to be able to live on when you get older. But a lot of insurance companies, and I can attest to this, wind up telling you that, well, I'm sorry, you were in the wrong, you had the wrong package. You wasn't in the right insurance to be able to do so and so, so and so. And it's really heartbreaking to, you know, be in that situation and stuck in the middle. So try to find out as early as you can, as much as you can, about the different insurance packages. And you might want to start with a very reputable insurance company. And I will be talking with some in the very next few days to consider being on my web page. I'm not going after quantity, I'm going after quality. I'm going to try and introduce you all to some very reputable agencies, and trust, ask Uncle Billy to try his best, because I actually want to help, because I've been there, done that, as I keep saying over and over again. Everything that I try to bring to your attention is simply because they've been tried, tested, and it's time to pass them on, pass on what knowledge was gained from each individual situation, and this is one great one, because, as I said, the insurance business is in a lucrative position to take advantage of a lot of people, and just hopefully you're with a good one. So let's start talking about other things in your speaking of money, speaking on money, because what we do is money management and your health care costs. As I said, it differs. You have to try. It's a give and take type business. So if you go into it, you got a lot of good agencies now, but you still have a lot of unscrupulous salespeople. They'll represent the agency all the way up until you start paying your premiums. And then it's all I know of one. They used to represent that company, but they represent another. It's all like a new magician. Glass and mirrors. So, you know, it's the chance that you take, but if you make good quality management decisions, I'm sure you come out with the best results. So let's go for it and trust, ask Uncle Billy. And I won't let you down. If we have to go hunting to the ends of the earth, we'll find you somebody. So just stay in touch and ask Uncle Billy. I hope that answered some of y'all's questions, you know, because you're going to see a lot of different companies coming up with basic ideas that, you got a deadline. It's so-and-so, so-and-so time. How you find out your deadline is by calling Medicare and reputable insurance companies that will tell you when the final deadline is to sign up for low-income insurance. But that's another subject. We'll get on that once you call in with the questions. And I can identify with all of that because, as I said, I'm in that same situation. We're going to be talking about fundraisers and other things that we fail to use in our illness situations more often than not, because they're not brought to our attention as often as they should be, you know. So starting tomorrow, I'm going to be trying to find out from some different associates of mine at the dialysis centers and stuff, what type of information is readily available about fundraisers and stuff like that for people that's on dialysis and awaiting kidney transplants and whatever, because even though I've been given quite a bit of information, because I've already been on the transplant list and I'm back on it and all of that, there's a common denominator in a lot of information that we find out after the fact, and that is, did nobody tell me? Well, you know, and I understand you don't know all of the questions to ask, but once you get a chronic illness such as this, it's so much and wide, very information about different things, and the transplant is way down the list when you come to trying to find out information on renal failure. So you have to be somewhat knowledgeable about it. Hopefully you can get off into a center that will be readily available to answer all of your new questions, which is, because you're a new dialysis patient. Where can I get some information on all of this that I'm about to encounter and all, you know, and get someone that's as hungry as you are about it to partner with you, talk with you, so that you'll at least look like a unit, you know, and that you're initiating more than just you to gain access and contact information for the entire group of you all. So we'll get to that too once you get to asking questions about it. But overall, it's really to update you all about some of the things that you encounter outside of that, even in your small health issues of paying deductibles and stuff like that. You have to be better prepared with information, so when you sign up with these agencies and stuff, a lot of people don't have questions afterwards. But I also find that a lot of people go to the doctors and don't ask a lot of questions. And that's something strange to me. If you go to the doctor because of an ailment or something, you want to find out all of the possibilities of what it could have been and everything else, because, you know, there's a thing called misdiagnosis, where you have an illness and it's kind of sort of treated by the same remedy factors that you're being treated by, but it looks like another illness that might be susceptible, you know, to what symptoms you're showing, and at the same time you're being treated for another one that's close to it. But in reality, it's a very different illness. And so, you know, you have to know all of this, learn all of this, because you remember, if it's wrong, you're the only one paying the full price, both financially and health-wise. So, you know, you have to get into the full game of managing your health care. You have to ask the doctor, what's the diagnosis? Could there be another illness close to it that, you know, I might be misdiagnosed? All of this you have to ask, because, trust me, it's going to cost whatever it is, because the healthcare industry is changing, it's evolving. They're finding that a lot of doctors are beginning to kind of like want to accept it because it's giving them true value, especially if they're specialists and doctors that love what they're doing and want to see some healthcare changes. You know, you can't put a whole lot of qualifications on why they are doing it, because, you know, they can say one thing and it'll be for another. But you can begin to change how you feel and think about the industry, so that when the question comes up, even in political situations and whatever, you can adequately become a member of the conversation, and you can have, like everyone else wants to have, value to the conversation just by saying, well, my doctors say so-and-so, so-and-so, and if they in fact want to you know, gain further information about what you said, you will have validation because, of course, you've gone through and asked all of these questions and found out this information. So it helps a lot. It helps a lot to know what illness you're going through and what for the medications you're taking and what for. I found out only a few days ago that for some past illnesses I've been going through for a few years, I had been not taking a certain medication that it was expensive, but I don't think that's really the reason I hadn't been taking it. You know, a lot get lost in the shuffle when you're taking 20 and 30 some pills a day. You know, after a double transplant, you started off with quite a large number of medications. And that's what I'm going to call them right now, medications. But it is very expensive. But however, they've been tried and tested and true, and most of them are truly needed. But so undoubtedly, I've been going through the trials and tribulations and turmoil because of dumbness on my part. That's another reason I bring this factor up, because I'm about to have another transplant, hopefully real soon, and a kidney transplant. And I need to know a lot of the information on some of the questions that I asked and had the information. But, you know, when you're going through a traumatic situation, sometimes a lot get lost in the shuffle. And at that same time, I wasn't at full capacity while I was checking off what I was supposed to be doing and what I shouldn't do and a lot of different stuff. So, and it happens. So you find someone that you can talk to about your illness. They do have classes, especially at some of the transplant centers and transplant associations, where you can go in and do a pre-transplant, have pre-transplant dialogue with a lot of the other patients that's waiting on transplants. And it's also with patients that's waiting on other transplants that's done been there before. So it's a knowledgeable situation. So that's what you're looking for, especially when you find out that you have, as I said from the start, a chronic illness, because chronic illnesses mean almost like forever. You know, either there's no cure or there's a limited amount of medications that they can apply to it and help you out and help you get better, but no actual cure. And, you know, like arthritis. Y'all don't hear me. But people, until they get it, they ignore illnesses like arthritis. They ignore until they see it in their family or, start touching them a little taste to where they have to use a little insulin. They, you know, kind of take it for granted that, you know, that ain't going to happen to me. Well, we all can say that, but as I can attest to, it can happen to you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but again, you have to become a little more knowledgeable about it yourself, or you'll be looking for that second or third job just to make things meet, you know, to make ends meet, because taking care of your health care after the fact instead of before the fact can put you in a bad disarray financially. So we're just talking on it. In another week or so, I'll have you some pertinent information on my website where you can go and find out about different things on chronic illnesses. I'm working with a few different doctors in different fields that will be able to give us information on how to prevent some of these or slow them down, some of these chronic illnesses. Because, you know, with your help, that's you helping the doctor, helping your having your bank account and everything else, got to get involved a little bit more. You know, and I understand a lot of people don't want to go to a cancer walk or a kidney walkathon or a kidney 5K and whatever. I understand all of that. Selfishness, you know, and just call a dog, you know, selfishness, you know, want everything for themselves. But understanding the facts of life sometimes puts you in a situation where you have to learn the hard way or you learn no way. So, you know, in order to protect you, your family, and all the other people that you know and love, sometimes you have to sacrifice that fifth of Jan, that Friday night. Oh, today is Friday too, ain't it? Yeah, that fifth of Jan, that Friday night, in order to go do a 5K walk or something for kidney health, something like that. Because unbeknownst to you, unbeknownst to me, unbeknownst to a lot of people that sometimes don't have the time to do the right thing or do a nice thing every now and then, sooner or later the shoe could get on your foot. And I dated back with when I was in the Boy Scouts, very young age, few years, being prepared. It's just another step in the right direction of doing something that's going to come back to have you smiling instead of frowning. If you, in fact, start giving as much as you want to receive, that's all I'm saying. And as all my other commentaries are, it's for your health. It's just to open your eyes and let you know that, yes, it could happen to you. But if we get a fresh start in the very near future, put your own dates on it, I'm going to start listening to Uncle Billy because Uncle Billy got a plan. Yes, Uncle Billy want to open your eyes to a lot of things that we should be doing that we're not doing, and a lot of life-giving information on how to survive. So, you know, financially, we're doing a real poor job because we're waiting constantly to after the fact to find out, well, I shouldn't have did that. No, you should have got involved as soon as you realized you were on your own. If you didn't know how to manage bank accounts and stuff like that, you got to learn. See, all of that comes into doing what you're supposed to do when you say you're going to do it. And once you start purposely rather do something else than what you need to do, you know, you have to wake up and smell the coffee sometime. Sometimes you need to do what you need to do instead of having fun. So you'll catch that in a little bit. But I was there too. That's the reason I'm in the shape I am right now. That's the reason I'm trying to tell you. You don't want to duplicate the same mistakes that Uncle Bill made because he's trying to tell you now. Don't wait until after the fact. Do it now. Do all of that that you saw your parents or your uncles and stuff do when they said no, this money's going to the bank and whatever else, and I'm going to get me a car. You know, that's saving. You saw your uncle them say, well, no, I can't do that. I can't go on that trip there because I got to do so-and-so, so-and-so. That's preparing for the future in other directions, knowing that they're going to miss a family trip or whatever. That's called sacrifice, sacrificing for the future, sacrificing for hard times. You know, even your cities, your counties, and everything else. The state of Texas has a rainy day fund. Oh, and do you think just because you're a citizen of Texas, you getting that money? You better do your own rainy day fund. You see what I'm saying? So it's all just to get you involved in real conversations. Like I said, the upcoming shows are going to be these hour-long commentaries or shows that's developed to help you maintain a direction on where you're going. People will be advertising with flyers and whatever what the show is going to be about and what time the shows are going to be, how long the shows are going to be. They're also going to be advertised on Facebook and Twitter and a whole lot of other places. So we are kind of concerned about the direction that we're going in. And most often, the announcers I've been talking with on a regular basis about doing different shows want to be very repetitious and consistent. And so what I'm going to be trying to do is get some financial info because it's very important that when you buy or lease your car, whatever real direction you start going in, this is most of our shows are going to be information with a purpose. If you can't grab hold to what that is, it's if we're going to be talking about finance, finance goes in all kinds of directions and for all kinds of reasons. So, you know, you have to be able to validate and, you know, hopefully spread your money out to where it'll be used gratefully in all areas of your life and your family's life. You know, the money that goes, that's going for the car, that's being saved for the car, is going to the car. The money being saved for the house is going to the house. You know, however you want to do it. But then, you know, it's with a purpose. When you save your money or do whatever, you know, it's with a purpose. That way, when something else comes up, you'll have something to weigh it against, you know, balance it off. So it's all about trying to become total with yourself, not with somebody else. You can't keep up with the Joneses like people been trying to do for 90 years. Well, actually longer than that, but, you know, I'm almost 90, so I can say that. But the fact of the matter is that we are trying not only to get the attention of the people that's responsible for themselves, like the mothers and fathers and whoever else is in charge of the child's education fund or whatever, some true information. Some information that's not just guided toward doing something with the deliverer of the message, but also with differences, different agencies, different companies, different corporations, that you would have a true choice. So, Billy's New Renaissance, the Ask Uncle Billy Show, and the Ask Uncle Billy's Part Point of View website will be conditioned to just try and make things better for you and yours and everybody in between each and every show. And hopefully we'll be able to do at least one show every day of the week, including Saturdays, and at least one or two on Sunday. Because, you know, and I just heard this last night. I heard it from a pretty good resource that churches are taking to the bank on Monday at least $60 million Monday morning from Sunday services. Golly, we talking about we worth trillions of dollars a year. If that's true, and the churches in America and churches in Texas is doing $60 million, and churches all over America probably doing how much? You know, I'm gonna have to look it up, but I'm gonna sure bring it to somebody's attention. To one of my statisticians or one of my status seekers that's going to do a show or whatever, because that's real interesting. I wonder if it's an average of $60 million on Monday. And if it's that's just Texas, what about around the country? You know, I'd like to know. Well, I never want to live in California, but I'd like to know, because I know there's a difference between, you know, monetary things like cars, houses, and everything else than in Texas. So I'd like to know that difference in cost. And then you could outline, well, it'll only cost what, so-and-so to stay in California for 10 years, but it'll cost less than that in Texas, because I already know Texas is a lot less in California. But then, you know, so is Texas from New York. So, you know, I'm just not bragging, but we got it pretty good in Texas. We just got to try to make it better. But we can't do that without you. And if you busy running yourself in the ground, we're going to try to help educate you so you won't have to. So that's what it's all about. And anything that we can do, please feel free to call in. That's why we say, call in. Give us a chance. Give us a chance to tell you about what you're doing. Because all you have to do is ask Uncle Billy. Plus, and I was just telling an associate a little earlier, we're going to be doing another show that's called I Identify in the very near future. It's going to be like a fundraising show. And it's great to be able to have this commentary tonight so that you all know that, yes, if you have ill family members that's chronically ill, maybe on dialysis, and need to have a transplant or something, and whatever, you'll be able to talk with the doctors and everything to find out about the different institutions and support systems that can help you finance and start and do fundraisers. But, you know, you're only allowed to have so much money. So what we're going to do is to assist individuals in that arena is to do a show called I Identify. And the reason I bring it up is because since I do identify with fundraisers, I'm going to try and show some people how it's done. I'm going to try and go through a process Now, that's the reason we have in the commentary, so don't just jump out and say, well, how you going to do this? How you going to? Right now, I don't know. That's the reason it's a commentary tonight, because I need your help and I need your assistance in all, well, really in all of the endeavors that we're going to be trying to do, because it is a growing situation, because things change so rapidly in all of these different industries that we're going to need some help and performances from everybody that calls in. So, but the identified segments are going to be loaded with information, say, if a diabetic needs a transplant and whatever, and they get the assistance of the Diabetes Foundation, someone like that, and they come in, they can say, this show is sponsored by the National Diabetes Association and so on, so, so, and so. And you can send your donations to so and so, so and so, and then you get to hear something about that patient, that client, that individual, and what his special needs are and stuff like that. And it's identified. And all of you wonderful people out there that can identify with that package, well, that's where you would send your donations to. You would send them to that person's information, care and support of that person, and it would also help that person to be able to sustain, because being sick is a broad jump. Not like Jesse Owens them did in the Olympics, but a broad jump. You know, it's a long road to hoe. That's Bunton talk. Yeah. But we have to try and help each other as much as we can. So given that, I think, and we're just going to start seeing in another week or so, because I'm going to be the first to try the fundraiser. I don't know when, but like I said, it's coming. I have to find out some other information, some additional information that would help me even be able to be qualified to say, I'm doing it the right way. So, you know, ask Uncle Billy. When I don't know, we'll find out. And right now, I don't know how it's going to start. But we're going to find out. Ask Uncle Billy. So, but we can move on a little further and start talking about the cash flow opportunities that you have with what you got. If you're not solid on it yet, insurance time is hard, especially now since we have the different packages coming up. You have 5 million companies coming at you, say, bombarding you with, oh, it's close to deadline time. That's a panic situation. What you have to do is take your time, start off with a reputable company. Hopefully you pick you one that's real good and great, but you have to. It's a trial by error situation, because there's no one perfect that knows exactly what they're doing, except those people in the insurance industry. And some of them, I'm telling you, are really unqualified to be professionals. But that's not me to continue discussing. What I can discuss with you is that you need to try two or three, maybe even four different agencies and compare small print. And hopefully you can get some advocates to help you by going to some of the different centers. Please trust no one right now but yourself, and reputable advocates, because this is a trying time for insurance companies. If they don't get a large amount of people enrolled or involved in their agencies, to them they'll be losing a lot of money when they're getting up billions of dollars now. But then that's not neither here nor there for me. You have to protect your money. So my suggestion to you is look around, wait a minute, don't panic, don't let nobody else tell you that it's a panic situation, because you have almost a month, judging by the last one I looked at, they said December 7th. So maybe 3 weeks, close to a month. But you have to work on it yourself. We're gonna try to do what we can. We're gonna try to send you all to the web pages to ask Uncle Bill's point of view and see what's really going on. And like they said, this too shall pass, because great things are coming. The more you get involved, the more you put in, the more you get out. The more you get involved, that means the dialogues are beginning opening up to you, that you'll be able to meet other people on the Facebook, on the Twitter, and whatever else that Uncle Billy can come up with for you all. And so it just means you begin to network more. You begin to share ideas more. And hopefully you can get some of the prices down once you create a group or a unification of people to where you're all on the same page, and that's good, solid companies coming in with programs that you don't have to wait 5 days to see if you're with the right company. And, you know, so get with it, don't quit it, and hit it. Because if you don't already have health insurance, now is the time to get it. Now is the time to go for it. So get started. If you need me, ask Uncle Billy. If you really want to know, ask Uncle Billy. And I now see that one of the best young ladies in the whole wide world is on the line. I want to see what she might have encountered on her mission today. She's always on a mission of new information, bringing in new ideas and helpful stuff from Lady on the Street with the Word. How you doing this evening? I guess she's not on yet. Last night brought up a couple of good subjects about working through other situations that we had been talking about, and bringing in additional information on the early childhood education, because in our past, recent past, we had talked about the St. Philip's education system doing the expo that in April of 2016 that they normally do. It's called the Kidpreneur Expo. And last year alone, they brought in quite a large number of young kids that was ages 5 to 14. And, you know, at least 60 Kidpreneur presentations from children now, children, 5 to 14 years young. Don't want to say old. 5 to 14 years young, with ideas of becoming entrepreneurs themselves. Man, You know, they say if you don't touch but one out that 500, golly, just think, preventing kidpreneur programs, all them failed. 5 to 14-year-old last year alone, there were 60 presentations. And, you know, it's others standing in the background then. So hopefully in 2016, there'll be 80 or 100. And, you know, that's what it's all about. See, if we can get kids to understand that it's up to them, it's up to them to take care of us old folks. We can get 200 of them young kids in 2017. And see, that's what it's all about. The more young entrepreneurs we get, you realize that's better for the older generation, because that's more, because that's more entrepreneurs and you know, taking care of business. So if there's anything that we can do, St. Philip's, you know, we behind you. Cornerstone Baptist Church is about to have in very near future. I'll be putting it on my web page real soon. A book, a read-in, you know, I love those read-ins, because you get to see some of the youngest kids in the world reading and verbalizing and showing how intelligent they are from read-in programs. And then, you know, you got one of my best friends coming up with the Celebrate Life Foundation. The Celebrate Life Foundation. Whereas, and I tell people this all the time, a large portion of my family is deceased from cancer and breast cancer and all of that. So Celebrate Life Foundation's anniversary celebration is going to be in December 12th, at the Hyatt Regency Dallas on Reunion Boulevard. And it's a great event, because the young lady that founded the Celebrating Life Foundation she's a breast cancer survivor herself. And she's doing a wonderful job. She's been cancer-free for quite a while. And her name is Miss Sylvia Donovan. And check her out on Facebook. You can check her out on my Facebook, Sylvia Donovan. She is a great young lady, and she's celebrating life in a great way. And she's giving back with the Celebrating Life Foundation's anniversary event on December 12th. It's a wonderful event. It's going to be highlighted by, hopefully, Billy Parnell in a pink suit, if I can find it. But that's another story. We'll talk about it later. And a pink hat. But it's a great thing, because, as I said, I've had many, many family members. And as I was talking with someone on dialysis, of course, about the event, she said, "Well," and I told her, I said, "Well, you know, I had quite a few. I had at least four sisters. I know my mother died from cancer." I said, "Then I got a niece and a grandniece, a mother and a daughter, living cancer survivors right now. You know, that's my immediate family, my sister's immediate family." I got a brother that just had prostate cancer. I had prostate cancer. I had liver cancer. So, you know, I got a big desire to see the Celebrate Life Foundation work. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been cancer-free. I've been cancer-free since 2006, October of 2006. And so, you know, almost 10 years. By the time they get ready to have this, I'll be a few months shy of 10 years cancer, liver cancer-free. So, and I just had prostate surgery last year. So, you know, we want the Celebrate Life Foundation to go on and do what they do. And they've been doing a very great job of it. Let's keep it going. So, and St. Philip's School.
That don't run in your family.
And so now we hear from the lady on the street with the word, and going to give her a good 8 minutes and let her say her thing. Tell me what's going on out there in the world, Miss Lady with the word on the street.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I had to make sure you could, because when I was trying to say something earlier, you couldn't hear me. But that breast, that cancer is very serious. I was listening when you were talking about how prolific it is in your family. And like I tell you all the time, you're always an inspiration for people who are going on the dialysis, and for people who are going through the issues with health. And I have a person that went to a funeral today from a young lady that had one of his co-workers' wife that from she was a dialysis patient. And a young lady, 40s, early 40s.
Yeah.
Worked over at City Place at Ross. The lady, he said that her boss lady was there, and that she made mention that this young lady, through her trials and tribulations, was one of those persons who didn't call in sick, you know.
Yeah.
You know how some of those healthy people will call in and want a day off and have all kinds of excuses, but this is one young lady who was, you know, very diligent and a good worker. Even the supervisor was there, and they broke down talking about this young lady. But the more that, you know, as I was saying that, and I know it has began to touch in my family more with the dialysis, because I had told you that I had a cousin that we buried about a week or two ago, who decided that he didn't want to go on dialysis, and just made the decision to allow his bodily functions to just go ahead and you know, cease, or what you just call voluntary deaths, you know.
Yeah.
And that's something that what you're talking about, persons that have these decisions are our health dilemmas, and we have to really, really become vigilant to sustain good, positive health, because And you've mentioned it a lot that while we talk about Black Lives Matter all the time, this is something, the quality of life also is something that we need to start stressing. Yeah, life matters. What we're not centering on a lot of times is the quality of life, because while we are living, there's some of the people who are taking life for granted. And while they have good health, they're doing unhealthy things. And in that event, they're also stepping on toes of people who are having serious health issues or taking advantage of them in certain instances. This is something that I'm just talking about. I know it happened everywhere, but I'm just talking about the hood right now because I live here and I know what's going on here, that we're not taking care of each other properly. And you had mentioned that within having persons with different health issues, we have to be more vigilant. People who are going to be there for our relatives and our friends, because these situations are very strenuous on people. The families and the friends, people tend to allow one or two people to do 90% of the assistance and not delegate or say, okay, I'll do it this time, I'll do it next time, I'll do it the next time. That's not what people are doing. You got a lot of me or selfishness going on, and it's bringing down the people who are trying to be there for their loved ones. I'm a witness to that myself. You know, you try to assist your family member, and when you're doing it, everybody say, "Oh, she got it, she got it." And they forget to say, "Oh, well, you need a break."
Well, see, and that's the reason I said healthcare management. Before you get sick, if you really start paying attention to the move we're beginning to go on, the road, the journey we're beginning to take, is like you said, all lives matter. I only have 1 minute, so I ain't gonna hold it long. But all of this is saying that, you know, in your planning effect, in your, you know, that's just like people want to go into business but they don't plan marketing and advertising. Right. You wanna go into healthcare management, you know, situation, take care of your money, take care of your insurance and all of this here, but you ain't planning on the people that's gonna take care of you. And see,
that's
you
right.
have to do this with a mindset of just like before you die, you do a will. For the simple reason, like you said, people come in and want to take over, take charge, and all of this here. Well, I love him more than you do, and all that ain't got nothing to do with it. Yeah, I'm going Bunchon again. But what you got to do is plan it. That's another reason I keep saying in the commentaries, I'm going to talk Bunchon because it's real. Healthcare management is the whole nine yards. That plan that when you sit down and fill out that insurance form and you write up for that insurance that you got, that you're going to get, you have to include mindset, them people that's going to be able to take care of you. Well, on some of my papers, what I do, I said, do not call this man here because he will start shouting and crying. So call this lady right here. She'll be sensible enough to say, well, yes, do this, do that, do that, do that. And then after he sells down, he can come in and take over. You know, and you have to plan it just like that because you know those people better than they know themselves sometimes. And plus, you're the lead generator. So it's fixing the shit down on me, and I don't have but 5 seconds. And I'm going to tell you tonight, I love you, thank you, and I give you your flowers while you're here. And you've been great, and I will talk with you tomorrow night. I am going to do a show tomorrow night on bringing up new relationships and how you make your friends.
All right, then. Holler at you, Uncle Billy.
Because I got some friends. Holler. Have a great evening. Ciao.